If you're under a certain age and have spent any time on the internet, you may have heard of a curious phenomenon, that of the J-name. Definitions vary. A quick search on reputable online source Urban Dictionary revealed an entry for J-name theory, defined as, quote, any guy whose name starts with a J is complete crap and you shouldn't date them, end quote. J-guy is defined as men having, quote, traits like anger issues, cheating, ignoring, self-centered, and show no emotions, end quote. Scrolling over to TikTok, I saw numerous videos such as, if his name starts with J, you better stay the hell away, and a phrase I literally don't recommend at all, boys whose names start with J. It seems then that the J-name phenomenon is weirdly gendered, falling squarely on men who date women. I asked freshman Antonia Carlson, who has dated a J-name man and lived to tell the tale, for a little more on this angle.
So this particular J-name is Jamie. He's actually still a good friend of mine. I actually dated him during that stage of your teenage years where you don't really know what dating is. Then we got together later on. If you got emotionally attached, yes, your heart would have been broken. He would have seemed like a heartless person. I wouldn't say he was emotionally unavailable. He's just not the type to have a relationship.
Carlson's J-name seemed to check some of the boxes, non-committal and a bit of a heartbreaker. But it seemed her experience overall wasn't as bad as the TikToks are making it seem. Thinking more broad scale, I know multiple people who have had pretty positive experiences with J-names. So where is this phenomenon coming from? I wanted to go to the source, so I rounded up a panel of J-name boys and asked them what they thought.
Have you heard the stereotype that J-name boys are like, they're like, break your heart?
I haven't. I would agree. In my personal experience, I would agree with the stereotype that, you know, they're often like white, bro-ish guys.
That's Jacob Jarding, Weinberg freshman and double J-name. He, like many I spoke to, was not aware of the stereotype until I introduced it to him. But it was interesting to me that he agreed with it regardless.
Do you think there's like a difference between different J-names in terms of how bad?
That's a good question. I don't think there's any J-name that's too bad. I don't think there's a J-name like Chad out there. That's a bad name to have.
Or at least to a certain extent. Overall, though, Jarding seemed to take it in stride, a sense I noticed varied among my panelists.
To start, what do you know about the J-name phenomenon?
Allegedly, boys with J-names are apparently no good and cause some issues in relationships, which I feel is propaganda.
That's John Jameson, School of Comm freshman and another double J-name. He's a good friend of mine, and we've debated this topic before.
The evidence here seems circumstantial. Me personally, as an unbiased source, I think J-names are just glowing people with amazing gifts to offer the world, and that really we should just like be paying more attention to, like, are they a business major? Do they have a Saturdays for the Boys flag? I mean, it's an interesting argument about nominative determinism, about whether or not your J-name will grow up to be an
Jameson does make a good point. Perhaps other personality indicators like major choice and dorm decor say more about how potentially terrible a boyfriend will be than the name his parents chose for him.
The anti-J-name propaganda is really going strong right now, but I really don't think it's going to stop me or the other J-names from just white boying the shit out of this summer. End the stigma, really. It's been too long. For so long, my J-name brothers and sisters and siblings have suffered in the yoke of this oppressive nomenclature.
I rounded out my panel with Medill freshman Jimmy Hee, who, like Jarding, had been unaware of the stereotype.
I did not know about it until I was asked to interview about it, and then I researched it with my girlfriend, and we were like, oh, wow, okay. And then I watched some TikToks. Had to do some digging, investigative journalism, and was like, damn, like, kind of hurt. It was like, avoid people, avoid dudes with J names, like, they'll screw you over, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I feel so attacked. I didn't know this was a thing. And there's a lot of guys out there with J names. J names are very, like, common for guys.
He also brings up a good clue as to maybe why this phenomenon is so gendered. J names are fairly common for guys. When asked to name examples of guy J names, all my panelists rattled off several. But when I asked if they thought the J name phenomenon could apply also to girls or other genders with J names, they were hard-pressed to think of any J names.
I guess it's more likely for girls to have negative experiences with guys with J names just because there's more of them. And I'm sure, like, if one person posts a story or something on TikTok and people would be like, oh, I had the same experience or I have a similar experience, and they're going to share. And that is what continues to build up into the J name phenomenon, from what I'm guessing.
His analysis seems viable. The frequency of the J name boy mixed with the often complicated aspects of young people dating seems like it could be the perfect environment to create such a stereotype. But the J name phenomenon might not be completely negative. In my research, I found other jokes saying J name boys are hot, which could play into a sort of bad boy effect. Overall, the stereotype seems to be of the same effect as Gemini suck, based off factors that are out of one's control. And though there may be some truth to nominative determinism,
I would say that the Hanks brothers prove that nominative determinism is a thing. You have Colin Hanks and you have Chet Hanks.
Perhaps we should take more stock in other factors before we judge a person's character.
If you ignore enough red flags, you can't just blame it on the J name.
For WNUR News, I'm Allison Rauch.